USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Burning Man organizers announced that people attending may be able to start leaving Black Rock City this morning and that they would inform festival goers by 9 a.m. Pacific of their decision. Organizers asked that as Exodus begins, people still avoid Gate Road, which remained unusable due to the mud. The extremely muddy conditions at Burning Man, about an hour's drive north of Reno, had already trapped around 70,000 festival goers, or burners, as the cool kids call them. Pope Francis wrapped up his first-ever papal visit to Mongolia today by inaugurating a church-run homeless clinic and shelter, insisting that such initiatives aren't aimed at winning converts, but are simply exercises in Christian charity. Francis toured the House of Mercy, a three-story structure housed in an old school, which the local church had opened as an expression of the roots that it had taken in the three decades that the Catholic Church has officially had a presence in Mongolia. It was the final event of a historic four-day visit. India's space mission is reporting their moon rover has completed its walk on the lunar surface and has been put into sleep mode less than 2 weeks after its historic landing near the lunar south pole. The reason for the sleep mode is daylight on that part of the moon is coming to an end for the month. The rover's payloads are turned off and the data it collected has been transmitted to Earth via the lander. The Chandrayaan-3 lander and rover are expected to operate for one lunar day, which is equal to 14 days on Earth. Currently, the battery is fully charged. The solar panel is oriented to receive light at the next sunrise. That is expected on Friday, September 22nd. Today is Labor Day. For most people, it simply marks the last weekend of summer, but barbecues and shopping are encouraged. USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase. Make more of what's yours.
Chase Mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
The President and First Lady get a first-hand look at hurricane damage in Florida. Laura Winters has more.
The spirit of this community is remarkable. When people are in real trouble, the most important thing you can give them is hope.
President Biden and First Lady Jill touring hurricane damage in the town of Live Oak, Florida, where massive trees are down and homes destroyed in the aftermath of Hurricane Idalia.
There's no hope like your neighbor walking across the street and see what they can do for you, or the local pastor or someone coming in and offering you help.
The area located between Tallahassee and Jacksonville. Now, the president did not meet with Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. The governor's office issuing a statement saying in these rural communities and so soon after impact, the security preparations alone that would go into setting up such a meeting would shut down ongoing recovery efforts. Instead, former Florida Governor, Republican Senator Rick Scott, greeting the Bidens. Governor DeSantis was in Dixie County in Horseshoe Beach, one of the hardest hit areas of the state, meeting with members of the National Guard and people who lost their homes.
According to his website, after his death, singer-songwriter Jimmy Buffett died from Merkel cell skin cancer. 76-year-old Buffett was well known for his beach-themed soft rock music. Merkel cell is a rare form of skin cancer that has a high risk of reoccurring and can easily spread within 2 or 3 years after being diagnosed. Lance Pry, USA News.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, what do you call that amazing smell?
It's Gain Flings.
Gain Flings. My love had a name. But more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Gain Flings. Seriously good scent. Gain Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.